From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. Stock prices were sharply higher today following better-than-expected news about the service sector. As NPR's Jim Zaroli reports, the major stock indexes hit levels not seen since early May.
Investors were encouraged by the Bank of Japan's decision to cut interest rates, a move meant to encourage lending. At the same time, the head of the Chicago Federal Reserve said the Fed should do much more to spur growth. That was taken as a sign that the Fed is about to pursue more quantitative easing, which is a method of pumping more money into the economy by buying up government securities. The Institute for Supply Management also said the nation's service sector expanded more than expected in September, and that helped send stock prices higher for the day. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.
Faisal Shahzad will spend the rest of his life in prison. The would-be Times Square car bomber was sentenced today. As NPR's Kerry Johnson reports, Shahzad had already pleaded guilty.
Faisal Shahzad admitted that he practiced to build a deadly bomb and surveyed a Times Square location to see how many people walked by. Shahzad told authorities that he accepted money and other help from the Taliban in Pakistan to carry out the failed bombing. The FBI tested the chemicals that Shahzad left in the Nissan SUV and concluded that if the bomb had worked as planned, it could have killed dozens of people. Kerry Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
In Connecticut, a murder conviction today for the first of two former parolees accused of killing three people during a break-in in 2007. From member station WSHU in Fairfield, Shelley Hassman-Kadish reports that one person survived that attack.
Dr. William Pettit was assaulted and tied up, but managed to escape the attack in his family home 3 years ago. His wife, Jennifer, and two daughters, Haley, 17, and Michaela, 11, were killed and the house set on fire. The jury convicted 47-year-old Stephen Hayes of capital felony, murder, sexual assault, and other crimes. Speaking outside the courthouse, Pettit responded to questions about the emotional toll the trial has taken on him, but he said he's determined to see it through.
If your family was destroyed by evil, I think that you would all try to do the same thing and be there for your family. I mean, it's the one thing you can do.
The jury will consider the death penalty for Hayes. For NPR News, I'm Shelley Hassman-Kadish in Fairfield, Connecticut.
Authorities say the arrest of several dock workers accused of cocaine trafficking reveals a security problem at a vital shipping hub in New Jersey. Eight longshoremen at the Elizabeth Port Authority Marine Terminal are accused of taking more than $100,000 in payments for unloading cocaine. A ninth worker at the port is charged in a stock scheme. The arrests brought to 22 the number of people rounded up in the investigation. This is NPR News. The American Civil Liberties Union has reached agreement with the nation's second-largest school district to limit teacher layoffs. The agreement would cap overall teacher layoffs and eliminate them at dozens of schools that are struggling. A judge has to approve the deal. Extraordinary steps have been taken to reform and strengthen the world finance system since the financial crisis began 3 years ago. But as Steve Beckner of Market News International reports, the International Monetary Fund doesn't think it's enough.
The IMF says the global financial system has improved, but in its semi-annual Global Financial Stability Report, it warns the system is still in a period of significant uncertainty and remains the Achilles heel of the economic recovery. The report, released in advance of this weekend's annual meetings of the IMF and World Bank, anticipates a gradual improvement in financial stability as recovery continues, but cautions that substantial downside risks remain. It cites continued housing market problems in the U.S. and Europe's sovereign debt troubles. More needs to be done to bolster bank balance sheets, it contends. Meanwhile, Jose Vinales, head of the IMF's Monetary and Capital Markets Department, says authorities should remain open to providing financial support. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner.
The government's $700 billion bailout may cost taxpayers less than previously thought. The Treasury Department says the tab may be around $50 billion. That's down from an earlier projection of about $66 billion. A department report says the bailout program achieved the desired effect by stabilizing the financial system and preventing an even worse crisis. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News from Washington. Support